Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Last week, we had Ricky on. We will not say Ricky's last name, although there's about four Rickys around this area that several people are texting. That's Ricky blank. That's Ricky blank. I don't know real Ricky's last name. We won't say it, though, because you got to have some anonymity.
Rickys seem to stay Ricky. They don't go to Rick. It's like two different things.
Rick Schroeder.
But yeah. Well, that's the only one.
Rick Henderson. That doesn't sound right, does it? Like, you know, from the Oakland A's. others. Ricky Flair. I mean, turn it the other way.
Goodness.
So.
Saw Ricky Lake have a kid in the bathtub. Yeah. That was wild.
It's a surprise if you don't.
She just got over there and laid the legs up on the side of the
laid the legs.
Was it clawfoot? Not the baby, the bathtub.
What a way to think and call a baby. He had a clawfoot.
He was born in a bathtub, so we named him Clawfoot. Man, if you missed that Von Erich movie, how was it?
Oh, my God.
All right, God.
God dang it. They talk about Chris.
Ricky, good morning.
Sorry. Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Ricky, we're off. You were snickering at that, though, wasn't you, Ricky?
Just a little bit.
Okay, a little bit. You kissed my ass. That was pretty funny. Now, look, your issue here with this $1,000, you're going to give us... at first, I thought the update was going to be with said dude, the guy that you... We just, you know...
Ron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ron. I'm going to say...
Ronnie.
The bet you didn't think was real, and then next thing you know, you have $1,000 cash in your mailbox
of
all things. You felt guilty about it because you didn't think it was a real bet. You were just drunk talking crap.
Exactly.
So what is the update?
So it's been a pretty stressful weekend. So basically after, so we spoke last Thursday, Thursday morning.
Yeah.
That evening, you know, I had to give him a call. I was had a lot of anxiety. So I gave him a call and.
Did he know? Like did word get back to him or anything? I always wondered.
He had to have known because he put it in my mailbox. But you know, I gave him a call and he didn't answer the call. So I sent him a text, and he didn't answer the text. But I heard back Friday morning, and he told me that he was going to he's asking if I was going to go to his house this weekend because they're having they had some event, and I said yeah. So. That's about as far as the conversation went. But Saturday night.
I appreciate the anonymity. I knew you're struggling with the words there, but an event. You can't say maybe exactly what it is because then the pieces are totally put together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to get the facts here. But basically, it was just our conversation. That's what it went. Like, so the whole time I didn't. But like we didn't talk all last week, so you'd see how you felt my pain last when we last spoke.
I didn't feel your pain, to be honest with you. I was thinking like you made the bet with the guy you thought was. I mean, you know, people look at these things as why is that not a blessing? That's a blessing.
I couldn't get that lucky.
Hell no! and you over there feeling guilty about it, like my mama with the Whopper that time she got at Burger King.
It was free, extra in the bag. I was like, when do you give it to a homeless person? I don't want them to choke to me. Wildest way of thinking in the world. But you did, you, I guess you have more ethics than I. You've felt very guilty for accepting the $1,000 in a bet you didn't feel was authentic and real.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. Well, but let me tell you what happened during the weekend, though. So we went to the party. Me, when I say we, there's a girl I'm dating right now, and I didn't want to go alone, so I took her. So I was just mingling and, you know, hanging out with people. Like, the money didn't really occupy my mind. And I had the money in my jacket, you know, like ready to give it to him back. Yeah. But, you know...
Like walking around with $1,000 in his hand.
That's okay. No, it was in the 50s. It was in the 50s.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. It was an
envelope, a national envelope.
Yeah.
You scored that?
But I mean, normally, like, I would go alone and go hang out with him the whole time. But, you know, it was just because I just felt nervous. I don't know.
Was it? But, I bet I know what the event was now. UFC fight?
Well, right? It doesn't matter because, you know,
he just rocked
a half hour into the party ended. Because an argument broke out between Ron and his wife. Yeah, but things got heated, like really, really. It wasn't like a family party type of argument. It was like things almost got thrown. Things got heated. And, you know.
In front of everybody.
Oh, man. And I mean, this is like 50, 60 people.
Good Lord, that is an event. To get together.
I mean, as you can imagine.
It's almost a soiree.
It was pretty good. We were celebrating something. It was a pretty good event. There was a lot of family, a lot of friends. You know, like I told you last week, Ron's pretty well off.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing pretty well. So, but, you know, I mean, regardless, this fight made it awkward. The vibe wasn't too good anymore. So, you know, we all left. Everybody left.
What a boring update this is. Other than, I mean, no offense to you. I was, you know, sometimes the updates aren't fireworks.
Well, all right, listen. So, long story short, I called him the next day, and it turns out that, you know, what I suspected was true. The fight was about the money.
How?
It was the wife, like, saying, like, use $1,000 more money to, it makes sense. I didn't even think about that. We didn't even think about that. So... But he was like, you know, he stayed with it. He was just like, you know, I stand by my bets. That's how it always is. But I was like, no, like I can give you back the money. It doesn't matter. We were drunk. Yeah. You know, we were talking, we were drunk. And I gave back the money, but he wouldn't take the money back. Yeah. But then something happened that was so as far as the text that we talked about on Friday night, when the only thing he said was, are you going to be there the next day? But he also threw something in there. He said, okay, so let's do a double or nothing. It didn't really make any sense. I thought he was kidding.
For what, last night?
Yeah. No. This is Friday night. When we were talking, when he sent me the text for his party, he said, well, let's do a double or nothing on the national championship. And I said, all right. Like, obviously, I was just, I thought it was a joke still.
Jesus, so, man.
So we do it, and he says, I will bet you that Michigan loses.
Right.
And it's double or nothing.
Wow. Are you BSing? Are you serious?
No. Listen, right hand to God.
Why is up there? Let me ask you this. Are you George Thurgood Jr.? Where's it right now? Oh, my God.
Isn't that the default kind of reaction? Like, hey, let me try to win this money back. They tell you, don't chase your losses. Some people do it anyway.
But so I mean, I haven't talked to him since.
I've never seen anybody try to get money back so much, and nobody will take it.
Like, it's only been a day. Like, national championship was last night. Michigan won.
Yeah.
And I, obviously, in my head, while I'm watching the game, I'm not thinking about the bet whatsoever because, again, I thought we were just messing around.
So have you? Okay, let me fast forward a little bit.
Yeah.
To Did he text you during, after the game, before?
No. Just like last week.
So you think you're going to get another $1,000? Wow.
I don't know. You know, last night was the game. This morning, it's, I don't know. There's nothing in my mailbox yet, so.
He's going to be watching it all day like a hawk.
You better go out there fast. It's going to be washing down the gully. I'm not going to say exactly where you are. It may not be raining there. But
his wife is going to get on his ass.
Are you kidding? Like, it's
and he said he's well off.
I mean,
You think she wouldn't care, but I guess she does.
Did you?
Now, again, like, let this be known that, again, I have no intention of taking my best friend's money. Right. I was going to give it back, and somehow another $1,000 ended up in my hands.
God bless, man.
You're the luckiest. You got a horseshoe up your back.
I know. When we go up to Two Kings, we should bring him with us. That's so wild. All right.
Why, don't you feel like you shouldn't bet with him anymore? Like,
bull crap. I know. Take every bet he throws your way.
Might end up with his house.
This guy's going to end up going to Vegas and, like, you know, getting his knuckles cracked because he's owing casinos money.
Yeah. So, you know, we could keep going on and on about this, but I'm in this exact same spot I was last week when we spoke. So,
well, let's make this a weekly update till we get to like $50,000, and then we'll we'll sunset the bet. We'll be done with it. I mean, that's wild. But one thing a lot of people are texting about? Did you go with the gift card?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you try to do that or?
No. I was going to give it.
You said it was a good idea.
I mean, but I was just thinking too, like if you open up your mailbox and you find $1,000 in an envelope, you know, a person in the right mind would think, well, what's this doing here? And they would just like seal it back up and hold on to it.
Would you, when you got it, when you reached in there and pulled it out and saw what it was, this is what I'm thinking. I would look over both shoulders and then I would slide it into my pocket real fast. And I would be looking around like, is there any, you know, nondescript vehicle sitting here with someone with binoculars staring at me?
And what church is this? This is a bunch of Bible tracts.
Printer dropped them off there. You keep us abreast of the situation, okay?
You definitely will do. Will do.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
Did you hear about the Volusia County Sheriff? And this is in Florida.
I've heard of that.
Well, the situation
city.
In Florida with the 11-year-old kid.
Oh.
Yeah, who got perp walked publicly.
For the social media?
Yeah.
All right. You heard this, Paige?
Mm-mm.
All right. Fill those blanks in, fat boy. Because I don't want to. I've heard bits and pieces of that.
So this was in Florida. They found an 11-year-old kid who was making threats to shoot a middle school. Yeah,
I'm not laughing at that, by the way.
Good Lord.
He's got a funny text.
I just got a funny text. I'm sorry. That was bad placement. Damn you, Jeff.
He had a kill list that they found. The stuff was circulating on social media.
Jeff Saturday, former Indianapolis Colts.
So the sheriff caught wind of it, and it kind of got him to get a new policy going. So he took video of, I guess they call it perp walking. He put the kid in handcuffs, released the kid's mugshot.
Perp walking, I heard about from gangster rap. I never heard that prior to gangster
rap. Yeah, I don't know if that's like the actual.
Is that just what they, like the ghetto bird is a helicopter?
Yeah.
I learned that from rap.
But that's just on camera, right? Like he's walking from the,
yeah.
I guess the cop car.
It's not a crip walk, though. That's different. And I can't do it. I'm too stiff in the legs. I can't do it. They glide across the floor doing that. I wish I could. I can never do the running man either.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
That would be hard to do now, the running man, for sure.
Yeah.
So they get the kid. They arrest him, put his mugshot out. And people are really divided on it. A lot of people are like, well, I'd say it's about half and half. People are like, you know what? Do it. If that stops somebody from shooting up a school, embarrass the kid, show him some consequence.
Like, even that shooting up a school, that's gangster rap.
Yeah.
Shoot him up. I mean.
And then other people say, look, he's an 11-year-old kid who's being publicly shamed, and his parents should be suing the sheriff.
You know, I have to.
Who is on the list?
Yeah, I guess classmates, maybe.
Like, oh, yeah, they should publish that.
Yeah, but there was a kill list and pictures of weapons. And
look.
At 11 years old.
Well.
But you got all that access to social media.
Back in my day, a guy that was wearing a sweater vest with no sleeves would come in and scream at you on the Jerry Springer show to get you fixed. But look, one of the oldest laws of the land, and I think it's still a law, and I'm not going to test it and find out, but screaming fire in a theater, causing a ruckus, you know, disturbing the peace, right?
Yep.
You telling me that the disturbance of putting something out there and one of the parents seeing it, you know, several hours later, or like, yeah, that should be, I'm not saying like send them to jail, but they're, maybe they work a deal with Zuckerberg and they take their Facebook away for like 5 years or so. I don't know.
Yeah, but like, how does that work? You know, they
make us a burner like they always have.
I don't think it's the worst thing, to be honest with you, especially if it's going to keep the kid from. But then again, I don't know what the kid had access to weapons-wise and how feasible it is for him to.
You have to take it serious, because if you don't, and then, I mean, it's like, look back to the thing that happened several weeks ago that we all act like never happened, the Trump assassination attempt.
Yeah.
How many people sat there and said, well, we saw him walking around with a shotgun, or we sit there and watch this guy. You watched it? Like, you, I mean, not just spectators and
yeah. Is that like a little, I can't believe what I'm seeing type reaction? Now, obviously, you should say something, tell somebody, but you're kind of stunned in silence. Like, is that really a guy with a gun? And like, you just, I mean, don't
I
compute.
Would. I wouldn't just pull out my phone and start videoing and not say anything. But yet, there again, there was people on video saying to officers in security or whomever saying, hey, look at this guy. And there was a couple that just shrugged. So.
So what we do, man?
If the world could get together and collectively say, what invention, if we could all get on a time machine together, everyone, Haitians, come on. Everyone gets to go. And we're going to decide on what we get rid of in the past. Damn social media.
Like, oh, yeah, for sure. Damn. And the second would be the bike from Bruno.
That one for sure. Yeah. Maybe that one's third. But that's...
You know, there's a quote from the sheriff that's riling people up, too. He said, since parents, you don't want to raise your kids, I'm going to start raising your kids.
Oh, wow. Now, listen, you sound like you from the Waltz territory with that.
He said, every time we make an arrest, your kid's photo is going to be put out there, and if I can do it, I'm going to perp walk your kid so that everybody can see what your kid's up to.
He needs to lose the attitude with it, though. I mean, he needs to pick his words a little bit better.
Yeah.
He sounded like that one that would make him wear pink. It would work. What was that guy? Sheriff? Joe Brown?
No, he was in
Arizona. Judge.
He was in Arizona. I forgot his name.
But Sheriff Joe Brown. Oops, I'm a judge now.
Even if, because the kid said that he told the detectives that it was just a joke, but who jokes about things like that? And
that's also what people say when they lose their nerve.
Yeah, you know,
that's their escape.
Funny you mentioned about the sheriff's attitude, because I was looking to see if I could find audio about this particular story.
Oh, did you find it?
Not for this one, but this sheriff evidently has been, you know, covered in the news for the past 4 or 5 years. There are a ton of audio clips talking about other stuff.
Like what? Like other out of the box kind of discipline?
Well, just kind of like being, I guess, confrontational or kind of upfront. This was back in 2023. There was a group of neo-Nazis in Florida putting up anti-Semitic material in the community.
You don't get no commercials on this one.
And he commented on it.
They try to besmirch your character. They try to put death threats out on you and threaten you and your family. I wear that as a badge of honor because I, too, by these clown group, want to shut my big mouth and put a bullet in the back of my head. Go for it. You want to put surveillance on me 24 hours? Go for it. And the best of all, you're going to dox me? Go for it. I stand with my Jewish friends, and I'm honored to be on your hit list. It's an honor to be sought after by a bunch of punk thugs like you.
Jesus.
Oy vey.
Wow. He's going after him, right?
You know, that's, I mean.
Wow. Well,
that, even that. Like, I'm honored that you hate me so much that you want. No.
Like, he's calling him out. This one might be a little more, I'd say, less serious, maybe a little more comedic. He was talking about prostitutes in the community.
Lord,
this is still
what
Michael
does he do
Chitwood?
With them? He's going to post a picture of their boobs on the internet.
Well, at this point, at this time, when this clip came out, he was chief of police for Daytona Beach.
Good Lord.
Here he is talking about the local whoas.
He's a father. He's a married man. And normally what's out there on Ridgewood Avenue are these disease-infested prostitutes where you run the risk of getting robbed or whatever else you want to do, and you think it's okay to bring your four-year-old kid along with you.
What?
No, they didn't say that here. I know he had his kid with him when he was trying to get a hooker.
You're going to have somebody watch your wallet.
Oh, my God.
It's like Frank Lucas told us he made the girls get naked in class.
God, yes, he told us that. Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was on there.
Because we said, how do you make sure nobody stole from you? He said, they were naked, and I make them clap randomly whenever I wanted.
Make sure the money would fall out of them, literally.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This guy wanted to get our advice, mainly your advice, because I don't think I would have this disposition. I could be wrong. I've never had a son. I've only had a daughter.
As far as you know.
No, I know.
You have one you don't know of.
Well, they've not come after me for any money. So,
yeah, there you go.
Little Matthew, if you're out there.
Ha!
Daddy loves you.
Chin up, boobs out, and watch for the shoe. All right. John is concerned about his son wanting to change careers. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You know what? Awesome.
Yeah, pretty good.
Really good.
Better than you.
You gotta explain to everyone. I don't want to pass judgment before I hear this from, not calling you a horse, but I need to hear it from your mouth.
Yeah, well, you can call me a horse. I've been called worse.
I'll call you Wilbur then. Wilbur, tell us about your son and his career.
Well, so I thought he was going back to school to finish his welding degree because that's what he said he was going to do, and that's what I do. And yeah. But when I asked him point blank, are you going to finish on time? And he wouldn't answer me straight, and I guess I didn't think a lot of it. It's kind of how he is. And then I asked him again last week, and he said he was going back to school, but he's not going back to school for welding.
Now, let me pause you right there. I also do not know. I know that this is what I know, and we've already said this to the audience, that you feel as though his new career choice is effeminate. Or maybe something to that degree. So I've already written down what I think it might be.
Oh, you're going to guess?
Yes. Paige, you have a guess of what? He was going to be a MGTIG guy, a big welder, cool mask and everything.
Yeah.
But he's changed, and now Dad thinks it's, that's maybe, Dad, would the word sissy be okay to say?
Okay.
I mean,
effeminate?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I'd say sissy. I just don't think it's not work for a man. That's all.
All right. I wrote down what I think you might say, not what I would say. John would say.
Play a little match game.
I guess.
You say what you say. I'm going to say what I said.
I'll be Gene Rayburn over here. You guys can guess.
I think.
Put that mic away.
No, I think maybe a nurse.
I put school teacher.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Not that I think it's effeminate, but I think a guy who is like a welder type is like, oh, you want to be a teacher?
Ooh.
That's a great career, though.
It is. You get summers off.
Admirable.
You can drink on the job.
You're needed.
John, is that correct? Are we either one of us right with that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe I'll redeem myself with birthdays later.
Okay.
What is it then?
He wants to be a baker.
Oh.
Yeah,
I mean, not like a chef. Not he's not going to be like, you know, barbecue chef or even like a
barbecue
five-star
chef.
Whatever chef. He wants to be a baker.
Michelin has some really good chefs, from what I understand.
Styling cakes is pretty hard to do.
I mean, they got good tires, too. But
they do.
I didn't know that was the same company until I looked it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that really is a Michelin book.
Yeah, but they're five-star, and Cracker Barrel five-star is far different from what I understand. I don't think that's effeminate. I mean, at all. Like, is he going to be like, like when I think of a baker, I quickly think of a candlestick maker, to be quite honest.
What's your baker?
A baker, like, I don't know. I don't know
any guys. I know a girl that does it. She's very hot and she makes a lot of money. I don't know any guys that do it, but I can see how you think it might be a little frou-frou.
Well, look, I mean, it's a female. It's a female-dominated business.
Is
right?
it I
mean,
really? I have no clue.
I feel like men stole
that back from women. Like it used to be Julia Child and some other lady that was on when I was a kid. You know, the Galloping Gourmet, or is that a man? But nevertheless, now it's all like you got to be rude and crude and cuss a lot, like Gordon Ramsay, to really be taken seriously.
But I mean, is that real or is that just TV?
I think it's just TV. Barefoot Contessa, she put her shoes on and went home. Let's see. So, I mean,
he's making good money. He would be making good money. I mean, I know from firsthand experience, and he's strong and he's good at it.
And he would be happy.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. It doesn't seem to be happy, I guess. But I don't know why. I just don't understand. I just don't understand why not.
Yeah,
I guess.
See, I'm looking at what the internet says are the six most famous bakers in the world. And 1, 2, 3, 4 of them are men.
What?
Yep. Yeah. You got Elizabeth Faulkner, Lorraine Pascali, Paul Hollywood. That's his name, it says. Florian Ballinger from France is a guy. Cedric Grolet from France. And then Duff Goldman from freaking America.
And I've seen some of those cake-making competitions, and the cakes are very elaborate. So
isn't there one game show now to find out, is that cake? Like, you look at some kind of artsy-looking thing, and you try to, no, that's not a real cake. And then at the end, you go try to take a bite of it.
Is that a real show?
I thought it was. It might have been an SNL sketch. Nevertheless.
Do any of those four guys stand out to you as looking different, or
no.
Maybe a different lifestyle they would live?
Or? No. I don't know where the sexuality you're leaning on right now is coming from. I don't see that at all.
I kind of see what Dad's saying here, like how he would maybe think that. But I don't know if he's going to make that money back. Be it, like baking.
Oh, dude.
Where would you even go?
I'm going to see what an average baker makes.
Where would he work?
In a bakery.
Yeah. These are all good questions.
In a bakery factory.
Where did that come from, though? Like, I'm going to ask, and this is not like I don't know you or are you and your, were you and his mother? Was he raised primarily by his wife or his mother?
No, I mean. Okay. I mean, we're both his grandma.
Well, it's where the dominant parent, the child will kind of be accustomed to that, and that's what they end up, you know.
The wives do raise men later on.
Well, again, that's one thing we rely on. But
when I think of a bakery, I think of the grocery store, and then he's going to make.
Publix has a good bakery.
He's going to make like welding money there.
Yeah, but I mean. Again, don't get me wrong here, but are the Publix bakers going to college for bakery stuff?
That's a good question.
No hate with that.
I don't think the deli
workers went to delicatessen.
You just have to be able to make a good cake.
All right, it says this baker is making $30 million this year. That's Baker Mayfield. All right, hold on. Let me look up another
Baker
one.
Baker Mayfield.
Right, it was a different baker. Oh, man.
Well, I think it's more of an artist than... You know,
the median wage for bakers in the United States $34,000.
He's going to make way more than that welding.
Yep.
Let's check that. Then.
Everybody needs a welder. Pipe, arc, MIG, TIG, like you said.
What is
the bridal industry is pretty interesting. Hey, if that's what he wants to get.
$46,000. Cakes, not cakes. By much, but he's still entry level $35,000 a year for welders. Good Lord, that's more than I made my first year here. That's no joke.
How many times have you ordered a cake?
I should have been a welder. Damn.
Right.
I could have had sunglasses on all the time when I had the mask on. I just wear the mask everywhere.
Arc welding.
You can have a wonky eye now.
I hear if you do deep sea welding.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of money, like fixing bridges under the bottom part.
Yeah. Cutting pieces of the Titanic off and stuff.
That's money.
Yeah, but look. It's not. It's like that thing I mentioned earlier. The thing was, if money wasn't a thing, what would you do for a job? And most of us said nothing. Like, why would you have a job?
Wouldn't have
but,
to.
Like, you. How old a boy is he? If I may ask, we don't want to say his name or anything.
Yeah.
His age? He's 21.
Okay. It's going to change humpteen times. Uh-huh. I mean, what he wants to do. If I was doing what I was going to do at 21, I would be working in marketing for the Atlanta Braves. Didn't turn out that way.
Is this a situation where dad on the phone's got to hold a spot for him that might not always be there?
Well, I mean, I'm looking out for him, that's for sure. But it's odd, just strange to me, you know, he does have this path he said he wanted to be in the trades. And then when he said he wanted to be a welder, I was like, great, because I can help tutor him and, you know, teach him and tell him what I know. But now he turns and says to me, my passion is desserts. And I don't even know how to handle that. I don't know what to do.
I told my grandma that when I was 8.
Hey, you have the evidence to back it up.
I do. I have the diabetes to prove it.
I bake, but I do it for fun.
Yeah.
Not right. For career.
Right.
So maybe you can sway him and just say, hey, stick with welding as a career and then bake on your
But he
free
doesn't
time.
Want to. He's a grown man. Like, I mean, so he wants to do it. He may not do it. Or you could say, hey, you're already, halfway to the degree or whatever? Yeah. Like, maybe do that and then you can do your cake stuff on the side.
Yeah, go ahead and finish it.
Yeah,
you're going to need
I mean.
A side hustle anyway.
Yeah,
go ahead and
do both.
Pick one of them and do both. He could be the welding baker. Or the baked welder. Well, you don't want that. Most of them are already baked.
Well, the other question is, if he comes to dad wanting money for bake school or whatever, like, you going to give it to him?
I got to be convinced. I just don't quite understand, especially since he's spent his time doing this. He knows what he's doing. He's good at it. I just think he's fighting a battle right now that he doesn't quite understand. So I'm
or
just trying to help him.
Are you fighting the battle?
Maybe. I don't know. You know?
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We're going to doubt, you know, we've already told you this, but we have to tell you this again. You sure you want to do this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that if we bring it out publicly for everybody here, then she's going to realize that there was no effort to cover this thing up at all. And, you know, there's something to be said about telling somebody something privately versus doing it like this, and I think she'll appreciate the gesture. Maybe. Hopefully.
Maybe. Big maybe on that. Okay. We're going to dial the number. When she answers, just get to the point. If she says something about the phone number being blocked, just, you know, breeze past it and just get to the point. And just know this. If she is, at some point, does cuss or curse, we will throw you on hold. So if you hear that, but this is live. So if she does, fingers crossed. All right. You ready, David?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Calling the mother of his son. That's the best way to say it. I'm not going to reduce myself to sing baby mama. We lose all possessive terms when we do that. Right. Maybe there's someone.
Please leave your message.
Ooh, that's not a good sign. She ain't up yet. Like, if someone used to page when people would say baby mama, I thought there was like a baby that had a baby.
Oh,
like it was a baby
literally
mama.
A baby mama.
Does it not sound like a reality show on TLC?
Yeah,
tonight baby on Baby Mama, right before Dr. Pepper Popper. All right, we're gonna try again. Her phone is shut off. Maybe the son went. Oh, son turned it off.
Hello.
Hey, Ange, it's David.
What?
It's me, David.
David, are you serious right now?
Yeah, it's me.
No, not that. I know it's you, David. I know your voice. And who else calls me Ange?
Okay, well, what the hell? I don't know. I'm just calling from a private number, so I wanted to make sure, you know. Really, we have to start off what? Like this?
Whatever, what's up?
I'm calling about Jacob. He wanted me to call you.
Why? I talked to him last night. What happened?
I mean, and nothing happened recently. It's just, he wanted me to call you. He just doesn't know how to tell you.
This is getting weird. He didn't know how to tell me what.
Okay. You know that he was here for the last bit of the summer. and something happened while he was here.
Oh, my God, I knew it. What?
You knew what?
I knew something was going to happen. I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I know when he left just a month that something's going to happen. He gets so excited to come see you, you know?
Yeah, he gets to hang out with me. Good father-son time. Why wouldn't he be excited?
He's excited, David, because he knows you let him do whatever the hell he wants.
That's not true, Ange. He's taking care of when he comes here, and you know that.
Oh, he's taken care of, all right.
What does that mean?
David, look, as far as being a father goes, you were there financially. You were there with him virtually every day of his life. But, you know, also you're his buddy, his friend first. And he knows that you're going to let him get away with whatever he wants.
Okay, that's not true. There are plenty of times I can remember that I had to be the prick and lay down the law. So I don't even know where this is coming from.
Yeah, you know what? I was standing right there to make sure that you stuck to your guns and punished him.
Okay, look, this is not how I want to go about this. I don't want to get pissed off and get off topic, okay? It's not why I called you.
So why the hell did you call? What happened?
Okay, well, David got busted with a fake ID, okay? You happy?
What did you just say?
You know, I didn't want the conversation to go this way. It was going to be nice, a civil conversation that most adults can have, and we were going to share some truth here with each other. And that's how I envisioned it working out, not you jumping all over my ass, okay?
David, a fake ID? How did you get for him?
What? Really? You think I'm over here supplying our kid with some kind of underage criminal kid or something? Like I'm printing him IDs and handing him drugs in his pockets? I mean, come on, Ange.
Listen, I've got so many questions right now, but I'm not even surprised in the least. This is so out of left field for you. But then again, you know what? At the same time, it really isn't, you know? Not to mention the fact that it's not even like 8 a.m., and why are you doing this now?
Well, it was a time-sensitive thing, and I told him I would tell you, so, you know, he and I didn't want this to linger any longer and you not to know.
But why are you telling me before I go to work, David?
Because we're on the radio, okay? Guys, can you help me?
What?
We are on the radio, and we don't work afternoons, so that's why we had to do it this morning. Good morning, Ange. Angela.
You know what, David?
Wait a minute. It's not a prank.
No, this is
it's
real.
It's not a prank.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
No.
It's really happening.
It's not a prank at all.
Oh, my God.
It really happened.
Your boy got into some trouble.
We do a thing on Tuesdays what? Called Truth and Consequences, where we allow listeners to call people in their lives and tell them, you know, whatever. And, your son.
Oh, my God.
Got that happened. And,
it's really no big deal, okay? He's just being a kid. He wasn't even drinking.
Is he okay?
He just had the fake ID.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. I'm sorry.
I love your voice, yet I don't. It's so weird. It's got this, I have this like love-hate with your voice.
It's an acquired taste.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So you're laughing now. This is good.
Yeah.
Now think back to when. No, look.
I'm trying not to cry.
Think back to when you were a kid. I mean, maybe you didn't have a fake ID, but you did some crap. It's a coming of age tale, is really what it is.
But our baby does a lot of crap.
He got into a little bit of trouble for
you. You turned out to be awesome. Not that I thought you were going to be bad, but like at first I thought you were going to be, you know, a real. You know, a butt when it came to
yeah,
doing
well,
it.
It's always something. You know what I mean? I'm glad he's okay. And it, David, thank you. It seems like you've
Look
tried
at that.
To take care of the situation.
Whoa!
But you know, but it's always something. You know what I mean? Like when the phone rings, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, but look, Ange, it could have been a lot worse. Okay, and I think that if nothing else, this is gonna. You know, straighten him up for a bit. He was so worried about what you were going to think that, you know, I think that he might mess up some, but at least he's got enough of a, you know, compass to figure out what's wrong and right.
Yeah, he worries about it after he does it. I'm poor here. He should be thinking about me before he does it.
Let me ask you this, Angela. Wow. You said at the beginning that the only person that you know that calls you Ange is David. And do you like it? Because the only person I ever knew that was called Ange, their name was Andy, and his last name was Taylor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Barney called Andy Griffith Ange. So I've...
Oh, yeah.
You like it? You like Ange?
I like it, yeah. It was just, I don't know, he's always done it, so...
What happened with this relationship? Let's talk about this. What happened? Y'all seem so fun now.
I think we just got together too young and grew apart.
Yeah, but look at the beautiful child that you made.
Who can do whatever he wants, evidently.
No.
Yeah.
It's not true. We all did it
over there.
Yeah.
Shit, I told you not to worry about it.
I'm telling you.
That buffer.
Yeah.
Plus, they're going to pay for his school still, I bet.
Well, did you see where he gets to school? They got to work 4 or 5 jobs. I hope he had a scholarship, for God's sakes. All right, look. Angela, you're a hoot. I like your voice all the time now.
Yeah.
It's not irritating at all.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I like yours, too.
Oh, thanks, Ange. Appreciate it. Call me Ma. All right. Have a great morning.
Ange, you too. Thank you. Guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see, look, that turned out fun. Normally when I say stupid things like that at the end, it usually causes them to go worse, and that went well.
Well, I thought she was about to get you, man.
I thought she was about to start cussing, and it was not going to go anywhere. And
she was on edge from the beginning.
Yeah, she was. Well, she also didn't want – when something she said is so true. If you get a phone call from somebody you used to just texting with, you get alarmed. You're like, oh, my God, why are they calling?
Yeah, yeah.
It's never going to be, hey, just call and see how you were.
Now I wonder how we got the ID. I guess through a friend or...
No telling. Probably TikTok or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? Alibaba. Who knows?
You sure you didn't give it to him, David?
The order from Temu, be honest. That's how they'll get all our information. He's gone. Screw him then.
Don't want to answer.
He's done.
Get what you want and then be done with it. Good.
They're going to meet for breakfast.
Sweating here for the follow-up at the end.
We got questions, David.
Yeah.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.